And we're back on Each for All, the Cooperative Connection, your weekly public affairs show about the cooperative sector and social economy, proudly broadcasting on Vancouver Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM, and online at cooperadio.org. Our next report has its origins in Ireland, but the storyteller is from Saskatchewan. Victoria Morris is the executive director of the Saskatchewan Cooperative Association. She's passionate about engaging youth in the cooperative sector and shares her research about how Irish credit unions have taken up that cause.
I'm really excited to talk about this topic today because it is what I focused my master's research on. And part of why I was interested in this topic area is because of the work that I do and did with Saskatchewan Cooperative Association. When I first joined the association, my position was working on and managing our youth programming, which is a very well-established, long-running youth program, but still, much like many cooperatives, just looking for more and different and better ways to engage young people. And through learning more about who else is addressing this, that's when I learned that the Irish credit union system has taken a lot of action in this area and has achieved some really great results.
So just before we get into the Irish example, why is youth engagement so important in the cooperative sector?
It's really important to ensure the longevity of the sector and that it continues. So our youth program was started back in 1928, and that was because already there was, you know, the first couple of generations of cooperators in the province, realizing that in order for cooperatives to carry on beyond their existence, that the next generation needs to get involved. And their theory being that young people need to be educated about what cooperatives are, how they work, what the benefits are, in order to be more likely to get involved. And so that was the basis for the creation of our youth program, and the same basis in terms of the Irish credit unions, of wanting to make sure that young people understand cooperatives, and in this case very specifically credit unions, and that will build their interest and involvement.
Okay, so let's talk about the Irish example. What did you find out, and share with us some of the highlights and maybe tips that cooperators in Canada can use? Because we know that most cooperative associations across Canada do run some kind of youth engagement programs, be they summer camps or education programs throughout the year, or building curriculum for schools to use. So what are they doing in Ireland? That's great.
They're doing a lot of things in Ireland, but I'll focus on a few highlights. And sort of one of the main concepts that really struck home for me and is quite different than what you typically see in Canada is that they have both a mix of types of activities for young people to get involved in, and that it isn't just sort of a youth-focused product or service, that it's a way to engage and have young people involved. So some of that looks like a very widely used and popular art contest that happens annually that has tens of thousands of youth that participate in it. Similarly, they have a schools quiz program that's very successful too. So these are ways that young people get to have some recognition of credit unions and their involvement in the community, but it isn't just selling them a youth account. At the same time, they do also have products and services directed for youth, but it isn't just only marketing the products and services to them. Another big feature and major difference between Canadian models mostly is the prevalence of student-run credit unions. So that takes a lot of staff time from the credit union side of things to run, but it really gives young people a hands-on experience in how a credit union runs, what it's focused on, what the benefits are, and how it's different, and gives them that real life connection as well to credit union staff. And so that leads to a lot more young people taking out credit union accounts and getting involved. They also have things focused on governance. And one of the other main differences between most Canadian situations and the Irish situation is that even in really small, kind of even one branch credit unions, lots of them have a staff position that's dedicated to youth engagement. So that provides a lot of capacity to be able to focus on youth activities, to be a consistent resource. And I get that it is really challenging to resource that kind of thing, but it does have a huge
You
impact.
know, I read that both the art contest and the school quiz have thousands and thousands, like 25,000 or 30,000 annual participants. That's tremendous, a tremendous take up. And I just blew through some of the questions to see if I could answer them. And they were kind of universal in content, but you know, kids like contests, and it is a neat way to engage and then at the same time learn more. I guess it's being sponsored by the credit union, and the levels of participation are huge. The student-run credit unions, how does that work? Does that mean that there's actually, is it something that's school-based, or just can you talk a bit more about how that works? Or if I'm a young person going to a particular branch, I'll, you know, see a student or young person help me. How does it work on that level? Because that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And there are a few credit unions in Canada, and there are credit unions in other countries that do this as well. But there is something like over 40% of the credit unions have student-run credit unions in Ireland. So it's a high amount comparatively. So how it works typically is a partnership kind of between the school and the credit union, because the school, of course, has to agree to allowing someone to come in. So typically the format is that there is a staff person from the credit union who provides support and kind of comes on a weekly basis, and the kids get the training and experience to collect deposits, and be able to have that experience of what the credit union does in a limited way. Of course, they're not giving out loans or anything, but it gives, kids the chance to learn more about saving money and depositing, as well as taking money out. And so they get that weekly hands-on experience, and also the convenience of it being in their school too. So, it's math skills and life skills as well, and financial literacy, as well as learning the bigger picture of how the credit union operates and is involved in the community. So it builds these lifelong positive perceptions and relationships.
So we want to apply these lessons to co-ops in Canada. What are some tips that you have for youth engagement based on your own research and the work that you do in Saskatchewan? Because as you say, you have a very, very vibrant program. Your Saskatchewan, is it called Co-op Camp?
It is
And
currently called.
it's very busy, and you've got lots going on there. And as you say, it started back in the 20s, so that's a proud heritage. Today's youth are in very different places. I know that in terms of the pandemic last year, the Youth Excellence Society, the YES Camp in British Columbia, ran a series of podcasts and opportunities for youth to just talk about what was going on during the pandemic. And they had a lot of uptake. So, being very responsive to young people and what's going on in the world around them, and unfortunately having to cancel in-person camps, but staying in touch. So, given what you've studied and what you've seen over the years, and the fact that we are into the second year of this pandemic, but we want to get youth involved, what are some tips that you have?
Sure. Well, in the pandemic context, of course, things are very different. So, but in general, I think that creating authentic relationships goes a long way. I mean, kids are and youth are very able to detect whether contact and a relationship is authentic or not. So, I think there's a lot of suspicion if the only interaction that they have with your organization is just, sell me the product. So anything that a credit union or a cooperative can do to have a deeper engagement, whether that is something as simple as like a quiz or a contest, some other level of engagement, even just like you said with the yes, having some opportunity for dialogue and checking in that isn't only just the, even that is not just selling, the camp. It's, providing an experience. So that's one kind of section of what I would recommend is trying to find ways to engage And of course, you're still going to want to sell your product or service, and that's totally fair. And youth will want that, but they're a lot more likely to be interested if there is a relationship established. As well, some of the academic research that I read while I was doing my master's, there's several different theories of youth engagement essentially out there in the world. And one of them that makes a lot of sense is youth attract youth. So whether that's on the employee front or the governance side of things, or even members, if young people see themselves more reflected, whether that's frontline staff, so seeing some younger people in your governance structure, on your board of directors, at the same time, trying to avoid sort of a token youth position, which is difficult if you want to try and get the door open and have someone involved. Sometimes it needs to start that way, but trying to, in the similar vein of the authentic relationships, trying to establish, youth that want to get involved and not just in a sort of token position or, one young person speaking for all young people in your area, because they are very diverse, even just in the age range of youth is diverse. So, the main other point would be kind of a diversity of ways for young people to get involved. So some of them might want to get really involved and sit on a committee or be on the board of directors or something that takes a lot of time and energy. And some of them might want to do a one-off thing like a chat, a meetup, a check-in, or a learning opportunity that's, an hour or two. And some of them might just want, to buy the product or the service. And so having a range of ways that young people can get involved, and hopefully, they'll, if they start simple and then get more and more involved as they see more and more of the benefits and build a deeper relationship. And then, yeah, as much as possible, dedicating some resources to, essentially funding an investment in providing some consistent strategy and approach to youth engagement does really pay off. So those are kind of the main ones.
I would also add, and I'm going to hypothesize, but the cooperative values of working together, cooperating, giving back to the community, care for the planet. These are so they what there's they're what keeps me involved because they're my values. And I think with a lot of young people, it's their values as well. And I think that's a place where we can really reach youth on a very basic level about what we're trying to do here in our local communities. And that's take care of each other, work together to solve problems in our communities. And I think that that is something that would resonate deeply. I know also as a teacher, these are the values that we begin to impart and give children skills to help each other from, preschool on. So, do you think that's a good fit?
Yeah, exactly. Time and again at our summer camp, as we educate youth about what the cooperative values are, that's exactly what we hear, is that it really resonates with their values. And I think that that's part of that, building authentic relationships. Like, especially these days, there's a lot of kind of greenwashing or, lots of big corporations that might not have the members' best interest in at heart, like a cooperative would, that are saying, here's our values that might mimic what cooperative values are. But, when the rubber hits the road and an organization acts, I mean, people see what the actions really are. So yeah, I think the values are a great fit with what young people are interested in, and especially like young people today are really interested in those types of values of working together and equality and justice and solidarity, all those things. Like they are a great fit. And yeah, if cooperatives, act on those values and from those values, then young people will perceive that for sure. And I think tied with that is also making sure that you do have relevant products and services that they're interested in, because you can have the greatest values, but if your products and services aren't a good match for what their needs are. So, you know, I mean, the same by extension, anything that a cooperative does for any of its members, you got to serve their needs. So being tuned into what their needs are is also kind of hand in hand with that wonderful alignment of values.
Victoria, in Saskatchewan, do financial cooperatives, credit unions sponsor young people to be involved in the CAMP program?
They certainly do. Credit unions are a huge partner for our youth program, our summer camp program. So yes, credit unions sponsor youth to attend, and a lot of credit unions also provide like camp counselor staff people. So that way, that's a great way to also build those authentic relationships and real life experience of young people getting to know an actual human who works at a credit union. And cooperatives do that as well. So we're very fortunate that all sorts of co-ops and credit unions sponsor and help staff the program.
Right. I know that's the case in British Columbia, and I guess I would infer perhaps in other parts of Canada. Victoria, thanks so much for sharing your passion for youth engagement and your studies about Irish credit unions and the work that they're doing there, and all the work that you do for the Saskatchewan Cooperative Association. You're a great contact for us, and we know there's lots going on cooperatively in your province. It's got a proud heritage of creating and maintaining co-ops. And we always love to talk to folks in Saskatchewan. So thanks for your time today. And I know we'll speak to you again down the way. Take good care there.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
Bye now.
Bye.
That was Victoria Morris, Executive Director of the Saskatchewan Cooperative Association. We hope you enjoyed tonight's program. Thanks to my fellow cooperator, Joshua Peterman, for putting all the pieces together. I'm Sandy Goldman. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and have a cooperative week.
Spring in the prairies comes like a surprise. 1 minute there's snow on the ground, next there's sun in your eyes. Winter stays so long, seems like it always has been. And it's nice to see that green and feel that warm wind. Oh, spring in the prairies comes like a surprise. 1 minute there's snow on the ground, the next there's sun in your eyes. Let the cows out of the barn, watch them a kicking their heels. Watch them run around the yard, that's the way I feel when it's spring in the prairies. It comes like a surprise. 1 minute there's snow on the ground, the next there's sun in your eyes. Hey Joe, what you gonna grow? Nearly time to see. But the rest it goes in wheat. Oh, spring in the prairies comes like a surprise. 1 minute there's snow on the ground, the next there's sun in your eyes.